now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And welcome back on a Tuesday night as we bring you more high school basketball here across the MSC Sports Radio Network, dialed up on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net and live on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you. Alongside Logan, we got Mike with the Sabetha channel, Chance back in studio, our studio engineer keeping us locked in on KNZA. It's Big 7 basketball as we are in Sabetha, the Blue Jays hosting Perry Lecompton tonight, our game presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Logan, we are a couple of minutes from starting this first matchup, the girls' game, and these two teams playing in a makeup game last week. So it was literally a week ago that these two teams played their first matchup, and it was a good fourth quarter for Perry Lecompton. They kind of pull away from Sabetha, winning it in a low-scoring affair, 29-17. But first three quarters, it was pretty even.
Yeah, and it looked like Sabetha was going to have a shot to win that game going into halftime, coming out the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter kind of fell apart a little bit. Sabetha really couldn't find a basket. But the biggest thing for Perry is Taylor Damey really started going offensively, and she was able to find the basket from the free throw line. She started hitting some jumpers, and Sabetha just couldn't keep up. Did a lot better in that game than what we saw earlier this season. And then you look at, you know, Sabetha turned around Friday and played Jeff West, had a shot to win that one in the fourth quarter, lost right at the end of it. Sabetha girls team, their record, you know, they've only got three wins this year, but they're a team that you don't really want to count out because they could sneak up in, you know, one of those sneaky games, if you will. We could maybe see it here tonight.
Well, let's get you tonight's starting lineups for the first matchup. It is a battle of the Blue Jays and the Cause. And let's get the road team here. Perry Lecompton, the Cause coached by Joey Franzetta. And they will go like this with a record of 6-10 overall, 3-7 in Big 7 league play. Macy Corcoran is a freshman getting a start tonight, 3.3 points per game. Another freshman is Paxton Damey, the younger sister of the mentioned Taylor Damey that Logan just mentioned a moment ago. Big key part in that game last week in the win over the Blue Jays. And, of course, Taylor Damey, the senior, leading scorer at 14 points per game. Certainly a heck of an athlete for the Lady Cause. Also, Charlie Blosser, another freshman, getting a start tonight, as well as senior Tristan Buttram. So, again, for Joey Franzetta and the Cause, it is Corcoran, Paxton, and Taylor Damey. You got Blosser and Buttram as well. Again, for head coach Joey Franzetta, 6-10 and 3-7 in league play. The Blue Jays are coached by first-year head coach Joseph Gruber. And at 3 wins and 14 losses overall, 2-9 in Big 7 league play, they go like this. Cameron Durier is a 5'5 senior, averaging just shy of 3 points per game. Leah Lukert is a 5'7 senior, just shy of 4 points per game. Audrey Herman's a 6-foot junior, 2.3 points per game. She is the leading rebounder at nearly 5 boards per contest. Maya Grimes, a 5'8 senior, 3.2 points, 4.8 rebounds per game, tied there with Herman for the most rebounds per game. And Alexia Hayden, the leading scorer, 5'8 senior, just shy of 8 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays and head coach Joseph Gruber, it is Durier, Lukert, Herman, Grimes, and Hayden. Well, we mentioned the Blue Jays here on their home court tonight, rocking the home whites. Perry Lecompton in the road blues. These two teams met last week. It was Perry Lecompton getting the win by a final score of 29-17. Both these teams have struggled again all season, really, for the Blue Jays, just 3-14. Perry Lecompton, they started 5-3, but they have won just one game over their last eight, and it was last week against the Sabetha Blue Jays squad. And here we go, first of two games tonight on KNZA and the Sabetha channel as the Blue Jays on defense come out in a zone look. Perry Lecompton going from right to left here in the first quarter. They nearly turn it over and ripping it away. It's going to be a jump ball. Good defense there by Leah Lukert. And that is going to be an early Perry Lecompton turnover. Both these teams struggle with turnovers. The Cause averaging nearly 21 turnovers per game. That is a high, high number. The Cause come out in a full court press look, but the Blue Jays do a good job. They break it. They break it enough. They get some numbers, but the Cause get back and we settle in. Here's Hayden's first touch. She'll drive, shot, a lot of contact, no good. Rebound for Perry Lecompton's Macy Corcoran. Now they want to push the tempo. Corcoran into the front courts on the right wing. getting it towards the corner. This is Taylor Dammy. Baseline drive, flips one up, shot no good, but a foul on the floor. And the first foul here in the game against Sabetha. And they get Audrey Herman with the first foul of the game. So here is Taylor Dammy throwing it in. She gets it right back. Turnaround Jay on the block, spins in there. 14 points per game, and the senior Taylor Dammy gets Fairleigh Compton on the board first. 2-0, not quite a minute into this ball game. Showing that 2-2-1 press look again. Blue Jays do a good job breaking it. Knocked away, and we get a whistle and a foul. First cause foul. Believe it's going to be against Blosser, the freshman, and it is. Exactly 60 seconds have been played in this first quarter. Cause lead at 2-0. They leave Lukert open for three, and it's an air ball. And Paxton Dammy, the freshman, pulls down the rebound and will push the tempo here for the Cause. They settle in defensively, does the Blue Jays, back in that zone look. They swing it into the left corner. Now here's Taylor Dammy inside the paint. They got it to her quickly. She is bumped and fouled once again. And they get this one on Leah Lukerts. That'll be her first, team second. So three straight possessions between the two teams. And all have had a foul call. And they're going to get Paxton Dammy with the travel in the corner. They got it to her on the inbounds pass. Ball faked with really nobody in front of her. It took an extra step, and that's turnover number two on Fairleigh Compton. 6:38 to go, first quarter. Cause leading 2-0. First of two games tonight, and they still show the press look. Cause knocking it out of bounds right at midcourt away from Lukerts, and the Blue Jays keep the possession. Now they back it up into a 2-3 zone as Hayden brings it into the front court for the Blue Jays. They get it into the corner with Audrey Herman. Now Hayden swings it back to the top of the key. Duryea left side to Lukerts. Lukerts splits the top two defenders and falls down, tripped up, and a foul.
This is on Blosser, her second.
So the freshman, and Charlie Blosser picks up her second. We'll see our first subs of the game. Two for Fairleigh Compton as Riley Morgan, a senior, checks in. And we also see another senior in Katie Bartlett. So you've got two seniors coming off the bench who have been normal starters for Joey Franzetta, but Cause have been starting some younger players here. You get a little bit more veteran leadership here on the floor with Bartlett and Farmer, who's played a lot of minutes in their career. Coming up on 2 minutes in, Blue Jays with the ball. They set it up, a skip pass, Hayden three. That is also an air ball, but a good save underneath, and it winds up into the hands of Corcoran. And they push the tempo. Here's Paxton Dammy. Turn around, Jay. Banks it in. They get up the floor quickly, and Paxton has the second bucket for Fairleigh Compton. It is now 4-0 Cause at 5:45 to go in this first period. And now Dammy comes away with a steal. Gets in the paint. Floats up a shot. She missed it. And a rebound for Sabetha and Duryea. Blue Jays avoid that one. Should have been an easy bucket for the Cause. They avoid disaster there. Now another turnover here for Sabetha. Back-to-back turnovers by the Blue Jays. Back up into their zone defense as it's walked across the timeline by the freshman Corcoran. Taylor Dammy at the elbow, had it knocked away, now skips it to her younger sister Paxton here on the near side. Now a skip, Corcoran three, hits the front rim and gets the shooter's touch, and it's up and in. Macy Corcoran knocks in a triple, just a 14% three-point shooter this season. She got the shooter's touch. And it's a 7-0 Cause lead at 3 minutes into this first period. Now they're ramping up the pressure here near midcourt. Hayden gets bumped and fouled by Corcoran. That'll be her first and team foul number three. And we will get our first sub in for Sabetha. It is Nia Strom, a 5'9 senior. Strom checks in at 4:51 to go. In this first quarter, Blue Jays again, they have struggled to score this year, just 26 points per game. Their three wins have come against Royal Valley, Hiawatha, and Paola. Hayden again tries, and this time a right corner three is buried. And that was much needed for the Blue Jays, and they get on the board at 7-3. 4.5 minutes to go, first period. Knocked away, good defense. Duryea nearly coming away with a steal. But Corcoran gets it back. Here's Taylor Dammy. Gets to the top of the key. Right side pass. It goes to Farmer, who tries. Hits the 10. No good. Bouncing high, and a rebound for Hayden. So Hayden now into the front court here for the Blue Jays. 7-3, caused by four. Coming up on the halfway point here, quarter one. Both teams have been playing zone defense the whole way so far. Hayden trying to figure out what to do here. There's not a lot of movement going on with the offense here. And that's either a travel or a walk. And they're going to call a foul against Perry LeCompton right at the free throw line. They were trying to get someone in the middle of that zone. They get Corcoran with her second. So Corcoran now with two. Blosser has two. Corcoran has to go out. That quickly brings back Paxton Dammy off the bench. So four team fouls. Two on Corcoran, two on Blosser. 3:50, first quarter. 7-3, Perry LeCompton. Lukert with the basketball. They swing it left side. Hayden on the wing. It goes into the corner with Strom. Her first touch. Ball fake. A little floater with the left hand from 15 is no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Grimes to keep it alive. Now Hayden tries again. She hit one earlier. This one off the back iron. And another offensive rebound, this time by Lukert. She has it in the near corner. Nearly had it knocked away. But Hayden settles back between the rings out high. So a third opportunity here on this possession after a couple of offensive rebounds. Strom in the right corner, now to the wing, top of the key it goes. This is Duryea with the basketball, back to Hayden. And the Blue Jays just need to try to really get someone in the middle of that zone. Finally, Hayden passing and cutting through. They get it on the block here with Grimes, who turns around, nearly got one to go. But a rebound off the miss for Riley Morgan. Long possession there for the Blue Jays and multiple tries, but they come up empty. Now here is Taylor Dammy, a turnaround, a difficult shot from the elbow as an air ball. The rebound by Riley Morgan. And Logan, did that go out of bounds or was that a foul?
They're going to call a foul for a shove in the back on Morgan.
Okay, so Morgan
going for the rebound. They said that she got her in the back.
She grabbed the rebound, but she had a little push there to get a little help there. So that is the first foul on Morgan, team foul number five. And, of course, the 15 foul means free throws here for the final 2:50 for the Blue Jays. Again, a 7-3 cause lead, 2:50 to go first quarter. This puts Grimes at the line, 46.7% at the free throw line for Grimes this season. First one off the back heel, it is no good. The Blue Jays have lost six games in a row. They have not won since January 20th. That was the seventh-place game of the midseason tournament at Burlington. They beat Paola, which was on a last-second three by Alexia Hayden. Grimes hits the second. She goes one for two. It's her first point tonight. It's a three-point game. It's 7-4 at 2:43 to go in this first period. Both teams, again, playing zone. Causer moving the ball well. They get it short corner left. Now to the elbow. Good look. And Buttram tries one, but an offensive rebound stuck back up and in by Paxton Dammy, who came charging in from the backside. And she's got four on the putback. Back to a five-point game. 9-4 cause. 2:22 to go first period. Here's Hayden, top of the key. Good movement by the cause defense as well. And a banked-in three from the left corner goes down for Cameron Duryea. 20% from downtown is Duryea this season. She banks one in from the left wing, and it's now 9-7. Coming up on the final 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. They get it to Buttram, left side. This is Farmer who tries. She was a little strong on a three from the left wing. It's tipped out of bounds. Blue Jays had a couple of chances to bring that one in. Could not do so, and the cause catch a break as they will keep the possession. As Taylor Dammy will check back in. Final 1:53 to go in this first. This is Bartlett at the top of the key, staring down that zone defense. They have Duryea at the top of that zone. They dump it into the free throw line with Taylor Dammy. Right side it goes. This is Bartlett. Now Dammy fires. It is a straight on three, and she got it to go. Five in the game for Taylor Dammy, and it's now a five-point game at 12-7. Just under 90 seconds to go in this opening frame. Here is Duryea. Left side it goes to Hayden. Right back to Duryea, playing a little hot potato. They go right side. Now into the corner it goes with Strom. Not using the dribble. A lot of perimeter passing here. Left side. And back to the right wing it goes with Duryea. Bouncing it to Strom on the wing. Ball fakes and bouncing it back to Duryea between the rings out high. A 12-7 Perry LeCompton lead here. Final minute to go in this first quarter. Second matchup between these two this season. Cause starting 5-3 but just 1-7 over their last eight coming in. That one win against the Blue Jays last week, and it's Hayden again, a right wing triple. It goes down. Two threes and 6 points here in the opening quarter, and it's now 12-10. The three ball keeping the Blue Jays alive here in the first frame. Dammy will try to answer, and this one from deep range on the right wing is good. And Dammy now with a game high 8 points. She has also hit a couple of threes, and it's 15-10 Perry here in this first quarter. Final 20 seconds to go. These teams just trading buckets after both teams struggled to score in their first meeting last week. The shots are falling here, but that's a Blue Jays turnover. Make it number three. A travel on the left wing. Now the Cause with a 5-point lead. They have 16 seconds to go here. Let's see what they can pull out here for the final shot.
And they could double dip too, because they're going to get the ball to start the second quarter.
Be a big possession here. Good swing if they can get a bucket to fall. 7 seconds to go. It's Buntram down to five. They get it into the hot hand. Taylor Dammy, 2 seconds. Fade away. Jay, front rim, no. Rebound to Betha. That takes us to the end of the first quarter. So the three ball hitting on both sides. And right now the story is that three ball going down for both teams. A good first quarter. 15-10. Perry LeCompton by 5, 8 minutes in the books. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Good first quarter in the girls' game. The offense clicking on both sides. Both teams with three triples. A 15-10 Perry LeCompton lead as we start the second quarter of action. Perry LeCompton with the 5-point lead in their blue jerseys. First possession here in quarter number two. Taylor Dammy, the leading scorer with eight. She hit two of those three threes. Has it at the elbow, kicks it right to her younger sister, Paxton. Now Buttram will try. Well off the target there on a three-ball left wing and a rebound on the backside by Alexia Hayden. Hayden had two of the three Sabetha triples in the first quarter, and she leads the way for the Blue Jays with six. Here is Lukert, a difficult drive, nearly banked it in straight on from the free-throw line, and it's Taylor Dammy with her first rebound, gets it up to Paxton, nearly walked with it, and they don't give her that one. She lost her footing, and a turnover by Perry LeCompton. That is their third of the game. Two new subs in for Sabetha. It's Kira Keim and Chloe Detweiler. So players number 7 and 8 off the bench here for first-year head coach Joseph Gruber. Here is a short entry pass. Now diving into the paint is Herman. Gets it out to Hayden in the left corner. Closed out quickly and gets it out of a double team. Here's Keim, appearing in her 16th game of the season. And now a straight-on three is up. No, but a foul, yes. And Kira Keim, the 5'3 sophomore, fouled on a straight-on triple. She'll shoot three.
And that foul's by Paxton Dammy, her first.
And Paxton Dammy, the freshman, picks up the first foul. Fouls reset, first foul of the quarter. Keim's first is pure. Keim has played in all but two games this year, averaging 2 points per game. That was her first free throw of the season, and number two falls as well. So she's 2 for 2, 15-12 the score, Perry by three, 6:53 until halftime. And she can't go 3 for 3, missing strong. And it goes out of bounds. So a 2-for-3 trip there for Keim. It stays a 3-point game. 15-12, caused by a triple. And it's 6:52 to go in this first half. Both teams hitting the outside shot here early. Both teams have played zone the entire way. Cause moving it well to the top of the key. Bartlett left side. It goes to Farmer, and now a steal in the backcourt. Here is Luker, one-on-one, takes it all the way, shot no, but a foul. And free throws coming up for Leah Lukert. That is turnover number 4 by the Cause.
That foul, I believe, is on Katie Bartlett as well.
Yep, the foul goes on Bartlett. That is her first. So the fouls piling up a little bit. Cause have two players with two, a couple of freshmen, Corcoran and Blosser. First free throw is up and good for Leah Lukert, who is just shy of 50%. At the stripe this year, and that's Leah's first point of the game. The Blue Jays within two at 15-13. High arc, and it barely grazed the front rim, and Lukert's able to chase down her own miss. They go inside, chance to take the lead. Here's Keim trying a three, and she got it to go. Kira Keim from downtown off the bench. She's got five. And Sabetha has taken the lead at 16-15 at 6:24 to go. Timeout Blue Jays. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon, we got Chance in studio. Logan and Mike here with the Sabetha channel. Oh, both these teams offensively hitting the outside shot. Looks like a much more offensive-minded game from last week when the final score was 29-17, and Sabetha already a point away from matching that game total last week, so they're coming out, they're firing, they've hit three, now four threes, climb off the bench with a quick five, and a different Sabetha team we've kind of seen throughout the majority of the year.
Yeah, it's definitely a different team, obviously, compared to what we saw at the beginning and then kind of, you know, the midpoint of the season. This Sabetha team, they've kind of found a edge, if you will. You know, kind of the mentality's kind of flipped a little bit. They're coming out competing a lot better in these games. And you look at, like, last week is a good example. Taylor Dammy, she started to kind of find her rhythm. Otherwise, Sabetha maybe could have walked out of Perry with a win. Obviously, got to score a little bit more in that game, but so far doing it here tonight.
Well, it's consistency and another lazy pass, and taken away by Lukert again in the backcourt. Her second straight steal, makes a move, but missed the layup. Battle for the rebound, being chased down in the corner, and Herman has it. And Sabetha will keep the possession, but now five turnovers by the Cause. Hayden again from downtown, too strong off the heel. Not this time. And the Cause get the miss. Bartlett got it and nearly threw it away, but it was tipped out of bounds by the Blue Jays. Well, now Luker just reading the top of that zone and just getting a couple of steals on back-to-back possessions. Very active hands. Blue Jays by one, 16-15. Good game so far here. We're still early second quarter. Cause have a chance to take the lead back. Here's Paxton Dammy along two. This one left side, missing front rim. And a rebound for the Blue Jays. And both teams have played zone defense so far the entire way. Here's Herman in the corner. They set it up for Hayden, but she's closed out quickly, and that's going to be a reach-in foul on Paxton Dammy, and that's going to be her second. 5:24 to go until halftime. And right now the Blue Jays have a 6-0 advantage here in the second quarter. And we're down 15-10, now leading 16-15. Blue Jays with the basketball. Top of the key it goes to Keim. Gets it right back. Right side it goes down to Lukert. Ball fakes. Takes a step. And reverse it to Hayden. Good ball fake, but still has it. Puts it on the dribble once. And now they finally go inside. Here is Herman, a little turnaround, hits the rim 4 or 5 times, and it drops through off the window. Banks it in, and a couple of kind touches off the rim, and that's a bucket for Herman, her first. And she's got two. Sabetha has their largest lead at 18-15. Under 5 minutes to go, and here's a left wing three for the tie, and chasing it down is Taylor Dammy after her own miss, and is able to at least secure a tie-up, but the possession will go to Sabetha. Very quick shots on that possession there. Maybe not what Joey Franzetta wanted, but Dammy went right back for the tie, but was unable to knock it down. 18-15, Blue Jays by three. They got the ball back. Now Hayden driving through multiple blue jerseys, had it knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. And last touch by the Blue Jays, that's a turnover. Four turnovers now by Sabetha in the first half. We're at 4.5 minutes to go. 18-15 our score. Blue Jays by a triple. Cause bring it back into the front court. Here is Farmer left side on the wing. Couple dribbles, waist high. Gets it back to the top of the key with Bartlett. Now Taylor Dammy again from the free throw line, and it rattles in and out. No, and a rebound for the Blue Jays. It's a good look by Dammy that time, putting her in the middle of that zone, and just a sweet turnaround. Jay just could not find its hole. Here's Herman inside on the right block, and she banks in another. Audrey Herman, two buckets here in the quarter. She's got four, and a 20-15 Blue Jays lead. They're on a 10-0 run here in the second quarter, and the Cause turn it over. Four turnovers in the quarter, six in the first half, and a full timeout called by Perry LeCompton. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll step aside for a tight 30. 20-15 Sabetha here past the halfway point in the second quarter. Back after this on KNZA.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy...
Girls game, 3:48 to go in the first half. A 10-0 run here by the Blue Jays in the second quarter from down 5 to up 5. They have it at 20-15, and they've certainly kept that momentum going from the first quarter.
Yeah, Brandon, that's the biggest thing right now for Sabetha. We're already over half of the second quarter played, and Perry has not scored a basket in this period of play.
And the Cause only had two first-quarter turnovers. They have four here in the second. The Blue Jays have ramped it up defensively, including a couple of steals by Leah Lukert. Out of the timeout, Blue Jays in the front court with the five-point lead in the ball. Bounce it inside. Herman again has had a nice touch. Another three-pointer for Kime. It was on target but short, but it bounced right back to her. Boy, offensive rebounds have been a story here. Now the right block, doubled. Good pass back to Hayden. Now a left side three, nearly banked in. No, Hayden fighting for the rebound, and I think she's fouled from behind. Well, let's see what the call is here. They get Bartlett with the over the back. That is her second, and team foul number four. Sabetha's not picked up a foul here in the second quarter. Next foul for the Cause will put Blue Jays at the line. We see junior Sophie Scrimshire check into the game here for Perry LeCompton. Here's Leah Lukert off the inbounds, driving in and missing a tough shot, but a rebound for Perry LeCompton's Tristan Buttram. Gets it into the front court quickly, and it was Dammy facing four defenders. And she's going to draw the first Blue Jays foul of the quarter. They get Leah Lukert with her second. That's just the third foul overall by the Blue Jays in the first half. Cameron Duryea checks back in. Lukert out with the two fouls. 3:02 to go until halftime. Blue Jays outscoring the Cause 10-0 here in the second quarter. They lead it 20-15. Scrimshire left side. Taylor Dammy skips it right side now. Farmer on the wing. One dribble left. Back to Scrimshire at the top of the key. Right side Farmer. Nice ball fake. Didn't do anything with it. Now Buttram at the free throw line. Back to the bucket. Kicks it back to Scrimshire, who fires. And Sophie Scrimshire, appearing in just her seventh game of the season, drills a three off the bench. Big shot for Perry. Their first points of the quarter. It's 20-18. Final 2.5 minutes of the first half. These two teams played last week, and it was a 29-17 final. Hayden again. And hits. A right wing three. And Alexia Hayden has three triples and 9 points. And getting it right back for the Blue Jays. Lead back to 5, 23-18. Just about to the 2-minute mark left in the half. Another three try. It's well off this time. Fighting for the rebound, and Hayden has this one. Final 2 minutes of the first half. Blue Jays came into today's game as a team. Just 26 points per game. They have 23 here in the first half so far. Here's Hayden at the top of the key. It's been the outside shot. Been consistent in this first half. Here's Grimes in the left corner. Closed out quickly by Farmer. They get it back to Hayden on the wing. And now Kime, right side it goes. This time it is Duryea to the elbow. Shot no. Tipped around. Hayden gets the rebound. Throws it up off the window. It doesn't go. And another offensive rebound and a foul against Perry LeCompton. Hayden's going to shoot two. Looks like Riley Morgan picked up the foul. That's her second. Well, Logan, I'd say the story here in the first half, success for the Blue Jays, knocking down the three and second chance opportunities. First free throw, no, for Alexia Hayden. She is the leading free throw shooter at 60%.
Yeah, and Brandon, one thing to note is you look at the Perry girls. They have five girls now with two fouls apiece.
The fouls are piling up. That is certainly an advantage for the Blue Jays. Hayden trying to make this a six-point lead, and she does. And now we get a couple of subs, and Hayden, the first player into double figures with 10. Couple of subs back in. Carson Meyer has checked into the game for the Blue Jays, and seen it all year. Coach Gruber likes to go pretty deep into the bench, and Krista Minold as well. And now here's another tip pass into the backcourt, another near steal, but it's chased down by Scrimshire, and now she throws it away again. Three-on-three break. Blue Jays kind of slow it up a little bit. Here's Minold, right side pass, and Duryea along two. That's no good from the right corner, and another offensive rebound, this time by Grimes. Tipped into the backcourt. Blue Jays have it a minute to go in this first half. They lead it by six at 24-18. They have dominated this second quarter on both ends of the floor. Here is Duryea back to the top of the key. It goes to Meyer, her first touch. Nice ball fake. Gets around Dammy. Little pull-up, Jay. Little strong, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Knocked away, but it is gathered in by Sydney Bonmeyer, who has checked in. And now the Cause nearly throw it away again. Boy, the Blue Jays active on defense here in the first half. We've got 30 seconds to go. Blue Jays have it in the front court here with a six-point lead. Strom back into the game. Also Hayden as well. Duryea and Herman will take breathers before the half here. Scrimshire between the rings out high. Actually, a couple of steps in front of midcourt. Might just dribble this one out.
Yeah, this is actually... It's good for Perry in the sense you're not going to let Sabetha try to get another shot if you're, well...
Well, they don't waste the time, and just throwing up a three, and it's an air ball by Buttram, and it goes out of bounds, and I'm sure that's not what... Well, you can see Coach Franzetta kind of throws his hands in the air. I don't think that's what they wanted.
And now here's the bad thing. So now Sabetha can hold for the final shot of the quarter, have the lead, go to halftime, and they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Well, they got 8 seconds here. They're into the front court quickly. A shot fired. It is no good. Tipped out of bounds, and Blue Jays lose that possession. Last touched underneath by Sabetha. So now 4 seconds to go. Perry will have it full length of the floor. They got to go.
We got to think it's going to be Taylor Dammy.
Well, here is Dammy. Gets it. Now dribbles to midcourt. 2 seconds. A 40-footer at the buzzer. Front rim, no. Almost got it to go. But the Blue Jays with a dominant second quarter, and they lead Perry LeCompton at the half. Our score, Sabetha 24, Perry LeCompton 18. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. So 24, Perry LeCompton 18, our girls game at the intermission. And we'll break it all down for you when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. Our girls game at the half. Sabetha at home, leading Perry LeCompton 24-18. They outscored the cause 14-3 in the second quarter after trailing by 5 at the end of one. Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Chance in studio, Brandon, of course, Logan and Mike with the Sabetha Channel. Of course, you can watch the broadcast, Sabetha Channel, go to mscsports.net, listen live tab, and find the Sabetha Channel, or, of course, dialed up here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Appreciate all of our sponsors and sports boosters all season long, making our broadcast possible. Well, these two teams, again, played last week. A fourth-quarter push by the cause on their home floor gave them the win, 29-17. Scoring has been the main issue for the Blue Jays this season, but, boy, they have been able to hit the outside shot. Five threes here in the first half, three by Alexia Hayden. She's on pace for a double-double, and they were very consistent in the first half, really ramped it up defensively in the second quarter. And as I just mentioned, again, a 14-3 advantage, turning a 15-10 deficit into a nice little six-point halftime lead, already surpassing their team total from last week.
Yeah, you look at this game, again, last week when these two teams matched up in Perry, and Sabetha was in that game, again, until the fourth quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, Sabetha just, it's like a lid was put on the basket. They just couldn't really get anything, had some turnovers that were a little forced, Sabetha kind of forced, if you will. And Perry, they started kind of clicking a little bit offensively, got enough to go, and kind of, you know, they won it by 12, obviously. But, you know, Sabetha had a chance there. Well, so far here, they're up by 6. Again, we saw it, Mike and I, we did Friday night, Brandon, Sabetha against Jeff West. They were in that game. They had a chance to win that game. They were up by 5 twice in the fourth quarter, and just kind of heartbreak at the end, and Jeff West snuck out with the win in that game. This is about the girls team. They've done a way better job since the Burlington tournament, really the second half of the season. And again, it just kind of tells you, you know, the Big Seven League, you can't really count anybody out because anybody could pretty much beat anybody on any given night. So far here, we're seeing it tonight. Biggest question mark for Perry, not only do you have to defend offensively, you gotta quit fouling. We looked at it. They got, again, five of their main players with 2 fouls.
Yeah, the foul certainly advantage for the Blue Jays and the free throw numbers as well. Let's take a look at these first half stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, 24-18, the Sabetha lead here at the half. They were led by Alexia Hayden, 10 points and 5 rebounds. She hit 3 threes. Was 1-2 at the free throw line as well. They also got 5 points from Kira Keim and limited time off the bench, all 5 in the second period. They got 4 from Audrey Herman. They got 3 from Cameron Durier. And then they got 1 point apiece from Leah Lukerts and Maya Grimes, both going 1-2 at the free throw line. Blue Jays, 15 total rebounds. They were 5 of 9 at the charity stripe. And mentioning again, hitting 5 triples in that first half. Taylor Dammy had a hot first quarter for the cause with 8, but held scoreless in that second period. A couple of threes, 8 points for her. And elsewhere for the cause, her younger sister Paxton had 4 points. Macy Corcoran with 3. And Sophie Scrimshire off the bench hitting a triple as well. 7 turnovers for the cause, 5 of which in the second quarter, not helping their cause. They had 9 total rebounds. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half. And early on, they were hot from behind the arc. They finished with 4 triples in the first half. 24-18, our half score. Blue Jays lead it. Take a final 2-minute timeout. We'll take a gander at the Big Seven League standings and the sub-state standings as well, as we only got a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Both Sabetha and Perry in the Royal Valley sub-state. We'll take a look at that, plus the league standings, get you set for the start of the second half as well. 2 minutes here, and we're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
About to start the second half of our girls' game here in Sabetha. Blue Jays leading the cause in Big 7 League play, 24-18. Real quick, before we get going here, the updated Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings out today. Taking a look at some of the local teams that are ranked, and we'll start here on the girls' side. Nemaha Central, they're up a spot to number 4. In Class 3A, Silver Lake, Hayden, and Halstead, the three teams ranked in front of them. Riverside, they dropped a couple of spots. They've been in the top spot, but now down to 3. St. Mary's Colgan and Hillsboro, the two teams in front of them. Moore Hill Mounts Academy stays in. They are number 8 as they lead the Northeast Kansas League standings. 1A D1 girls, you got Centralia 3, Frankfort 5, and Clifton Clyde number 8. You also have Hanover number 4 and 1A D2. On the boys' side, Atchison number 2. They are at Highland Park tonight. That's on our sister station, KARE 93.7 FM, this evening. Sabetha, of course, the boys will see here in the next game. They move up a spot to number 6, as they had been number 7 for consecutive weeks. 1A D1 boys, you got Clifton Clyde number 6. Axtell number 3 on the D2 side. Hanover is number 5. That is the updated rankings from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Real quick, Nemaha Central girls control their destiny down the stretch to win another Big 7 League title as they beat Riverside. Perry right now, the 3 seed in the Royal Valley Substate. Sabetha is number 7. Just kind of an update there. All right, here we go. Start of the second half. Prairie LeCompton has the first possession. They're down 6. Here is Paxton Dammy, a quick right wing 3. It's no good. She left it short. And a rebound for Sabetha. So a quick one-and-done possession there by the cause. And once again, settling back into their 2-3 zone defense.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, Brandon, is at the end of the – we just talked about at the end of the first half, the possession arrow was actually where it's at now, so Sabetha should have started with it, and they flipped it to start the second half.
So the cause couldn't take advantage of that opening possession as we're 45 seconds into this third period. Blue Jays trying to snap a 6-game losing streak, and a right wing 3 is on the way. It was a hot shot in the first half. It was too strong here and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Perry, so Sabetha keeping the possession here. That shot missed by Duryea.
And you got the possibility of these two teams having to match up again at Substate.
Well, now they leave Duryea open in the right corner. She tried it again. They say the shooter shoot. Duryea knocks down the first bucket. It's a right corner 3. Her second of the night, she's got 6. And the largest lead for the Blue Jays at 27-18. That's a 17-3 run dating back to the start of the second quarter. Now Taylor Dammy tries to answer, and a big shot, a right wing three, and Dammy kind of ends the cold streak for the cause, and she's got 11 and three triples. Makes it 27-21. They bring back the pressure in the full court, and Hayden drives and draws the foul. Goes coast to coast, aggressive, and Hayden will shoot two.
That's the third on Paxton Dammy.
Dammy went down on the arms, and Paxton picks up her third. Yeah, the fouls really piled up for the cause, and that's the first player with three fouls in the game. We played 90 seconds of this third quarter, and Hayden shooting two, and the first is pure. She's got 11 to lead the Blue Jays. Blue Jays now 6 out of 10 from the line here in the ballgame. 28-21, 7-point lead. Trying to make it 8, and she does. Pure on both. She's 3 of 4 at the line and has 12 to lead all scores. 29-21, Blue Jays by 8, 6:25 to go, third quarter. Second possession of the frame here for Perry LeCompton. Both these teams, mentioning throughout the course of the game, have played zone the entire way. Here's a pretty well-contested 3 that's a little bit strong, missed by Corcoran, and a rebound for Duryea. Well, the Cause have really kind of relied on the three-point shot. Seems like maybe a little bit more than the Blue Jays here. A near steal by the 2-3 zone for Perry LeCompton, but settling is Duryea at the top of the key. Here's Hayden right side. She'll try another one, and it hits off the top. It's not going to count. It actually went in, but it hits the wiring above the backboard, so that is a missed shot there. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not 100% sure if that doesn't count as a turnover. I think maybe it just counts as a missed shot, like it went out of bounds.
Yeah, they call it out of bounds.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So no shot there, even though it went in. Now, Dammy again, a heat check. It is well off the mark, and it's on the floor for a couple of seconds, finally picked up by Lukert. So, again, I think, well, you can see kind of Joey Franzetta's reaction, the head coach for Perry LeCompton, after these quick fires from three. I know that's not what he wants necessarily offensively. And again, relying on it a lot, and they've gone cold since the first quarter. 29-21, Blue Jays with the ball, 8-point lead, about 3 minutes in, third quarter. Right side pass, here it goes to Duryea, who's got a couple of threes and 6 points tonight. Finally, they flash someone in the middle of that zone. That's Grimes, and they get it to her. Now Hayden, left side on the wing, ball fake, got the defender in the air and draws the foul, and if that's Corcoran, that's going to be her third.
Is.
So Corcoran joins Paxton Dammy, the two call players, three fouls apiece. Sub in for Perry. That's going to be Riley Morgan who checks in. Tristan Buttram comes out. Yeah, he's still got three other players with two fouls apiece for the cause. 4:40 to go, third quarter, 8-point advantage by the Blue Jays. They have really kind of controlled this game since the first quarter. Cause had a 5-point lead at the end of one, when it's been all Blue Jays since. Here's Lukert, driving in, had it knocked away in a steal. Blue Jays haven't turned it over much tonight. A good defensive play by the Cause at 4:20 to go. They get it back down 8. Right side pass it goes. That is Blosser, who didn't play much after picking up her first couple of fouls early. She's back in the game. Short corner right, skip left side to Corcoran. Difficult shot, almost went in. She's fouled on the left block. And Corcoran, the freshman's going to shoot two.
That's on the left hand, Hayden.
Hayden picks up. That's just her first team foul number one. Again, the Blue Jays haven't had to worry about foul trouble here tonight. And Corcoran, just a 41% free throw shooter, and she got the first to go. She's got 4 points in the game. Makes it 29-22, Blue Jays. 4:03 to go. Another sub for Perry LeCompton as Blosser comes out. And Corcoran second, high off the heel, and it falls through. 2-for-2 trip there for the freshman Corcoran. She's got 5. The lead is 6 for Sabetha, 29-23. Halfway down, halfway to go, quarter 3. Now a half-court press being shown. And that's going to force a turnover. So they back up the press, and that caught Alexia Hayden off guard, and she tried to launch a pass up the floor, and it was too high, and it goes out of bounds. Good job there by Coach Franzetta. That's going to force the Blue Jays to call a timeout. So the Caws back to within 6 points, 29-23. Sathetha has the lead, 3:53 to go in the third quarter. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Real quick, while we have a second, again, kind of brush through it quickly. The standings in the Big 7, Nemaha Central and Riverside are the two teams that are left. Everybody else is eliminated mathematically. Of course, Nemaha Central, the defending champs, number 4 ranking in 3A. They beat Riverside on Saturday. That was a makeup game. They win it. Thunder still undefeated at 11-0. Riverside at 10-1. Those two teams play again next week. Obviously, Riverside still an opportunity, but right now Perry and Sabetha, bottom two teams in the league, just trying to find some momentum in what's, you know, you look at the sub-state standings, and you take away Hayden, who's the top team at 13-3, and they are very good. One of the teams ranked above Nemaha Central, but it's a pretty wide open. You can win yourself a game or two in sub-state here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and if you're Perry, I mean, for both teams here, but especially for Perry right now, you don't want to lose a game like this because you might be on the same side of the bracket as Hayden. You don't want to see them until you see the championship game.
Right now, Perry, the 3 seed in that sub-state, if it ended, they would be on the other side of the bracket from Hayden, so wouldn't have to see him potentially until the championship. Out of the timeout, another quick fire from 3 by Taylor Dammy. She left it short. A rebound for Hayden. Just another quick possession there for the Caws. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Blue Jays have a 29-23 advantage. Trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. Last win, January 20th against Paola in the 7th place game at the Burlington Tournament. Here's a drive, Lukerts. Now Hayden on the wing left. Dribbles back to the top. Duryea fires, and another triple goes down. Second triple of the quarter. Third in the game. Duryea has 9. 32-23 Blue Jays. Under 2:50 to go. Third quarter. The three-point shot stays consistent for the Sabetha offense. Trying to answer. Turnaround shot from the elbow. No good. Rebound by the Blue Jays, pulled in by Herman, and Dammy has gone cold.
Yeah, and the good thing for Sabetha is every time Perry misses, they don't set up their press. Sabetha can easily get it down the court. If they make it, they're going to keep pressing. So that's when Sabetha caught and gets into that turnover area.
Well, so far, the Blue Jays, offensively, particularly the three-point shot, has stayed pretty consistent since the beginning, and that's kept them out to this lead. It's 9 at 32-23. It's their largest lead. It ties for it. Second time they've had a 9-point lead. That's a kicked ball. Blue Jays keep the possession. Corcoran was out and running. Run has to go back and settle. Sub coming in for the Caws. It is Farmer back in. Big stretch here, you think. Final 2:11 here for Perry. Can they chip away at it a little bit? They need a stop here. And quickly inside, a beautiful inbounds pass. And play run, and Grimes, the beneficiary, she knocks it in, her first field goal. She's got 3, largest lead for the Blue Jays. They're at double figures right now at 11 at 34-23. Another quick fire and miss, and I think Joey Franzetta is getting some subs up. That is a quick possession and rebound for Alexia Hayden, who's having a heck of a ball game here. And the Caws are just really trying to force it quickly here in the second half. They set it up for Hayden, thought about a 3, turns it down. 11-point advantage is the largest lead of the game for the Blue Jays. Really controlling the pace on both ends of the floor since the opening quarter. Well, Joey Franzetta jumps out of his seat, says, hey, back up and go man. So we're at 1:20 to go third quarter. First time tonight either team has run man-to-man defense. Lukert drives, missing a layup, tipped in the air, and another offensive rebound for Alexia Hayden. Keeping the possession alive, the three-point shot and second-chance opportunities have been kind of the two biggest stories for Sabetha's advantage here tonight. We're down to the final minute. Duryea drives, lost the handle, but tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Dammy. That's Taylor. And Taylor going to get a breather, it looks like. Subbing in is her younger sister, Paxton. Final 60 seconds of the third quarter. 11-point lead for the Blue Jays. Trying to get it in from underneath their own bucket. They throw it into the backcourt, and it's caught by Lukerts. They play for the final shot. Here's Lukert driving close to a walk, but kept the pivot foot down. Under 50 seconds to go. Here's Duryea again. She's hit 3 from straight on. Nearly banked it in. fighting for the rebound. It's Riley Morgan who has it, and then she is bumped and fouled. Just the second foul against the Blue Jays.
On Mia Grimes. Maya.
So Grimes picks up just her first. Here's Carson Meyer back into the game. Also, Nia Strom. 42 seconds to go. Largest lead for the Blue Jays at 11 at 34-23. I think if you're the cause, late player running off the floor, so they blow the whistle. They're going to have to throw it back in. The cause have really been rushing things here in the third quarter offensively. I think with 40 seconds to go, I think you want to give the Blue Jays another opportunity. Just try to play for the final shot here and just hope for a bucket, get it back to within single digits, but they're not going to do that. It is knocked away and another steal, but then it's taken right back. Fairley Compton getting it right back after the steal. It was nicely done by Duryea, but then she lost the handle. 20 seconds to go. Cause have the chance back. Top of the key, this is Bartlett, and now a whistle away from the ball and a foul inside. And it's on Sabetha. That's just team foul number 3.
Nice roll.
Strom checks in and quickly picks up her first. 16 seconds to go. They get it in. Bartlett in the corner. Now an elbow jump shot on the way, grazing the rim. No. And Grimes got the rebound but didn't put the dribble down. And she's called for a travel at 9.5 seconds to go. So the Cause are getting multiple opportunities here on what we thought could have been the final possession. I think Joey Franzetta wants to draw something up here. He'll call a timeout. Again, 9.5 seconds left. I think it's just a 30. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. You know, for as bad as you think, or at least it may feel on the Perry LeCompton sideline, if you get a 2, it's a 9-point game. If you somehow hit a 3, it's an 8-point game. Plenty of time, and you're still right in this game. And I think if you're Joseph Gruber on the other side, you got to think the same thing as well. It's just like, look, we feel really good, but it's still a ball game, and we still got another quarter to go.
Yeah, and the biggest thing for Sabetha, obviously, the 3-ball has really come into play for them in this game. And you think in the fourth quarter, and you can kind of see it there in the third quarter, what Perry was doing defensively, obviously Taylor Damey's not in right now, but defensively they were putting her on the same side as Alexia Hayden. Because Hayden, you know, we talked about it, kind of the best shooter for the Sabetha girls. Taylor's over there, quickly gets out there defensively with her height and length and can keep Alexia Hayden from getting a 3.
Well, Perry LeCompton Sabetha stealing the inbounds. They got 3 seconds. They get it right into the front court, and they're not even going to get a shot up. I think it's late. So they kind of misjudged the time there, but another turnover by the Cause, and they end up getting no opportunity. And it's an 11-point Blue Jays lead as we head to the final 8 minutes. 3 quarters in the books. Our girls' contest, Sabetha 34, Perry LeCompton 23. Fourth quarter action, it's straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KIMES of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIMES offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMES.com to learn more. KIMES Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast, Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair, at the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go, the start of the fourth quarter, and a quick turnover by Sabetha, and they get it up the floor. Perry LeCompton does, and in transition, it is Paxton Dammy who lays it in. It's her first points of the second half. She's got 6, and it's a 9-point game. Blue Jays leading 34-25, 30 seconds into this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and this was the quarter that kind of gave the Lady Girls some troubles down in Perry last Thursday.
Sabetha trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Hayden tries to answer another three. She's been hot from the outside, but this time no. And it is Paxton Dammy, the rebound for Perry LeCompton, trying to fight back. Cause have struggled as well, just 1-7 over their last 8 games. And that one win coming last week in the first meeting at home against this same Blue Jays team. Here's another fire, and that is a three and a huge shot. Macy Corcoran, the freshman, her second triple. She's got 8 just like that. A 5-0 start for Perry, and it's a 6-point game at 34-28. Akaz had scored just 8 total points in quarters 2 and 3, but a quick 5 here in the fourth, and they are right back in this game. Blue Jays missing a shot inside, but last touch by the cause, and Blue Jays will have it underneath.
Yeah, and if you're Spezza, the biggest thing you got to do now, Perry's hit a couple quick shots here. Offensively for Spezza, you got to try to work it inside, get an easy kick-out shot, but you got to try to hope that you can go up and get a foul call.
Well, some people say you live by the three and you die by the three, and let's see if the Blue Jays change things up. Hayden doing just that. She drives in and is stuffed out of bounds, and a rejection by Dammy. That was the senior Taylor with a nice block, but I think if the Blue Jays want to help themselves here, again, they've been good from the outside, but you got to be aggressive, try to get some fouls, and another block shot by Tammy in the inbound. This time rejecting, that is Detweiler underneath. So back-to-back blocks by Taylor Dammy. And a third inbounds pass here as Hayden will throw it in, trying to dump it into Detweiler, right back to Hayden in the corner. It's a long three, and she got it to go. Well, you live and die by the three. Blue Jays are living by it. 15, it's a game high. 4 triples now for Alexia Hayden. That's a big shot. 37-28 Blue Jays. Drop back into their zone defense. Not quite 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Hayden has played sensational tonight for the Blue Jays. Here's Taylor at the free throw line. Facing, kicking, left side. Blosser a three. It's high off the rim. No. And a rebound for the Blue Jays and Leah Lukerts. Under 6 minutes to go in this one. Blue Jays at home leading 37-28. It hasn't been a great season overall, but they certainly have played very well tonight trying to snap this losing streak. McCaws came into tonight's game 6-10 and 3-7 in Big 7 league play, and Hayden tries his foul from the elbow on a jumper. Not what you want if you're the cause, and free throws coming up for Hayden.
And that's the third on Bartlett.
So they get Bartlett, the senior, her third, team foul number 1. A 9-point Blue Jays lead at 37-28, 5:34 to go. Attempts 5 and 6 at the line tonight for Hayden. That's pure. She's hit 4 in a row. She's got 16 points and 8 rebounds in this game. She had 18 against Jeff West on Friday. And potentially working on a season high here. Hayden again. This one short, tipped around, and Perry LeCompton grabbing the rebound. So 1 for 2 is Alexia Hayden, the lead back to 10 at 38-28, under 5.5 minutes to go. Cause moving it around the perimeter. Good extra pass. Paxton, left wing three, that is no good. Battling for the rebound underneath, out of bounds. Last touch by the Cause. I think they said it was off Morgan's leg. And the Blue Jays get it back. 5:15 to go, leading by 10. Both these teams in the Royal Valley Substate. Topeka Hayden, who's one of the top teams in the state. Of course, the number one team in that substate currently at 13-3. But after that, it takes a pretty significant drop off. Blue Jays had it knocked into the backcourt. And it was a near turnover. And that's going to be a foul on the Blue Jays. Good defense there by Dammy, forcing a turnover.
We're going to get Lexi Hayden for her second.
So Hayden picks up her second. And it may be probably a pretty good foul. If Dammy stays on her feet, she probably makes a layup in transition, so not a bad foul by Alexia Hayden. 5 minutes to go. Cause down by 10 with the ball. 38-28 our score. Both these teams have had a lot of shots from the outside. Both teams have been pretty good with the turnover numbers, too. Here's Dammy, a tough fadeaway Jay from the left corner. No. Trying to fight for her own rebound. She can't get there. It's out of bounds. Well, Dammy's taking a lot of shots tonight. She was hot in the first quarter. She had 8 of her 11 in the first 8 minutes. But now, Blue Jays get it back at 4:40 to go, leading by 10. We'll see Carson Meyer back in. Limited minutes tonight for her, but she steps in. Pretty crucial time of the ball game. You see the press back. 2-2-1 variety in the full court. And a backing up to a 3/4 quarter press. Goss trying to force some turnovers here. Blue Jays break it. They get it inside. Turn around Jay. It's well short. Fighting for the rebound. Getting her own rebound was Herman. And now another shot. No. Still fighting for the rebound. Another offensive rebound. Duryea fires that one. No. And another offensive rebound, this time by Grimes. The rebound numbers heavy favor right now the Blue Jays. And that's been a huge key to especially second chance opportunities. Halfway down, halfway to go in the fourth and final quarter. Blue Jays by 10 with the ball. This is a fourth opportunity after three consecutive offensive rebounds in this possession.
Now you can tell Sabetho kind of wants to try to waste a little clock.
Well, now down 10 late and not much with the possession. The cause finally playing some man-to-man defense and forcing Joseph Gruber to call a timeout. It is a full, so we'll step aside. Blue Jays trying to snap a losing streak of six. They got a 10-point lead at 3:48 to go. Sabetha 38, Perry LeCompton 28. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KNZA.
Brandon Tabman, Chance Link, Mike and Logan here with the Sabetha Channel. A good game here in our girls' contest tonight. Sabetha at home trying to snap a six-game losing streak. They've only won three games this year, but they have played well tonight here at home against Perry LeCompton. They lead the cause 38-28 at 3:48 to go. Right now, the story, Alexia Hayden has had a very nice night. 16 points and 8 rebounds leading the way for the Blue Jays. And they have the ball out of the timeout. The Cavs have switched up to man-to-man, trying to force some pressure here. Both teams with just one team foul in the quarter, so they each have 3 fouls to give here down the stretch. Here's a double team and a good one here by the Cavs, trying to force a turnover on Meyer, dribbling towards the corner, had it knocked away and out of bounds. Fortunate that wasn't a turnover. Got a little wild there, dribbling around the base, or I should say the sideline. Now Meyer throws it in and gets it into Herman, driving in. Hayden missing a close shot and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. That's one Hayden maybe wants back there. Had a good look from the left side and just a little short off the backboard. 10-point lead, 3:20 to go. Clock not in the favor now for Perry LeCompton. Beautiful extra pass inside and missing a wide-open layup is Taylor Dammy. And another rebound for Alexia Hayden, and now just walking it up the floor. That is a huge miss for the cause, and now the Blue Jays can waste more time, still up 10. That was a beautiful feed by Riley Morgan and a wide-open layup missed by Dammy. That's one she's going to make 9 out of 10 times. That just happened to be the one. Under 2:50 to go. A lot of perimeter passing here. Finally, a foul is called against Macy Corcoran. That's going to be her fourth. Just the second team foul. 2:47 to go. We've been sitting on 38-28 for a hot minute. Right now, the advantage. Blue Jays with the ball. The time running thin now for Perry LeCompton. They got to make something happen here pretty quick. And that's a good start as Dammy forces a turnover. And now it's knocked away and they give it right back. They had been good in the second half. The cause half turnover wise, but costly one there late in the game down 10. And that's going to be an offensive foul as Dammy was ran over by Hayden at midcourt. So they ultimately do give it back. That's Hayden's third. But again, time running thin. Cause down 10. They get the ball back. At 2:27 to go, really need a bucket here. So here they go into the front court. Taylor Dammy left side on the wing. They get it short corner left, a little short. Jay, it's up and good from 15 by Katie Bartlett. Her first basket of the game. It's a big one. Makes it 38-30 at 2:10 to go, and they come back with this half-court pressure. Sabetha needs to get it across mid-court, and finally they do. They get it into Meyer. Dribbles through some traffic, hands it off to Duryea. High-arcing pass to Lukerts. Passing continues near mid-court. Good quick passing here to stay away from the pressure. We're under 150 to go, and now Lukerts caught in a double team, and no choice there for the Blue Jays except to call a timeout, and they do at 146 to go. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Get our timeouts all season long, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, let's set it up for you. Sabetha 38, Prairie Le Compton 30, 146 to go. Blue Jays in the front court will have the ball out of the timeout. Both teams just two team fouls here in the quarter, so both with a couple of fouls to give. Both teams have gone a little bit cold offensively, but the Cogs have had multiple opportunities to chip away. But again, they've really been cold offensively since the first.
Yeah, and Brandon, you can see it down here on Sabetha's side. Obviously, Perry trying to run that pressure, trying to get create some turnovers defensively so they can get the ball back the other way without having to foul. And a couple times we've seen it, when Sabetha swings the ball back around, Alexia Hayden and Audrey Herman, one of them have been open, whether it's the corner or inside in the paint, just not able to get the pass there. If they can, it could maybe be a shot and maybe some points back here the other way.
Well, let's see what happens. Final 140, Blue Jays passing near midcourt, knocked away into the backcourt. It's chased down by Duryea, 8-point lead for the Blue Jays. They still have the ball. Working around this man-to-man pressure, Cost switching on the screens. Finally, a foul right in front of midcourt. They get Paxton Dammy here, and that's a big foul. That is her fourth. Team third, so they still have one foul to give, but they're down to 126. Riley Morgan checking back in. Also, Charlie Blosser here for the Cause. Sabetha 38, Prairie Le Compton 30. 126 to go. Blue Jays, they get it into Meyer. Left side pass. This is Lukerts. High left on the wing. Now right in front of midcourt is Hayden. Down to 117. They get it into the corner, knocked away, and there's another foul. So that's the final foul to give there for Perry Le Compton. It's on Morgan. That is her third. So the next foul by Perry Le Compton going to put Sabetha at the free throw line. 38-30. Blue Jays by 8. Trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. 1:15 to go. They have the ball. Hayden trying to get it in. Bouncing it. Dangerous pass. Short corner to Luker. Gets it back into the corner. Now bouncing it to Duryea on the wing. Right back to Luker. Good job to get out of some trouble there. And there's the foul. That's Taylor Dammy who picks that one up. And free throws coming up here for Sabetha. 106 to go and an 8-point lead. Big free throws coming up here for Carson Meyer, a 5'5 junior. She hasn't shot many free throws, but she hasn't made many, just 22% at the line so far. And her first is up, and it is off the left rim, no. So it stays 38-30. She'll have one more. Paxton Dammy back in, also Macy Corcoran. Think a little offense for defense here for Joey Franzetta late in this game. Both teams have struggled down the stretch here offensively. The Blue Jays had built that lead, and it stayed between about 8 and 10 for the last 3 or 4 minutes. Second for Meyer is on the way. Front rim, no, and an offensive rebound for Maya Grimes. And that's been a killer for the Cause, and we're down to a minute to go, and Meyer is fouled again.
Now foul's on Bartlett. It's going to be her fourth.
Bartlett picks up her fourth. Boy, if you ask any coach at any level, just an absolute annoying thing is allowing an offensive rebound on a missed free throw. And that's happened multiple times tonight. And now Meyer gets another opportunity. Now she's 0 for 3. So it's still 38-30, but the Blue Jays were able to take off a few more seconds with that offensive rebound, as it's now at 59.4 seconds. Can Meyer get one here? It's on the way. Front rim, no. So she's 0 for 4. And finally, Paxton Dammy clears it for Perry Le Compton. 53 seconds to go. They need a bucket here. Taylor gets a wide-open look for 3. Oh, that's an air ball. She missed everything. And now fighting for the rebound, and it's got by Corcoran. The Cause have a chance. 45 seconds to go. 8. Got to get something quick here. Blue Jays really ramping up the defensive side. Now a three by Bartlett. Hits the rim twice. Offensive rebound, though, is stuck back up and in by Corcoran. That's a monster play, but over 20 seconds roll off the clock here. It's 38-32 and 33 seconds to go, and a quick timeout for the Cause. So game's certainly not over yet. The Cause desperately needed some points there, and they got it via the offensive rebound and stick back there. So an opportunity here. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. Well, again, the advantage here for the Blue Jays, but it's down to six. So, Sabetha, simple here. They're going to have to make some free throws.
Yeah,
you can't turn it over, and you're going to have to make a few free throws. You can walk out of here with the win, snap that losing streak.
And, Brandon, you'd have to think the logical person to get the ball to for Sabetha is Lexi Hayden. Get it to her. Hopefully she gets fouled. She's the one going to the line. You have it on here, 60% to free throw line. If you can't get it to her, Cameron Duryea, she's 57%, next best. And then Leah Luker, you got to think those three have to be on the floor. It's got to be one of those three get the ball, and hopefully one of them gets fouled to go to the line.
So out of the timeout, 33.4 seconds to go. Sabetha 38, Perry LeCompton 32. Sabetha led by 11 going into the fourth quarter, but it's down to six at 33 seconds to go. Blue Jays need to get it in. They do. And this is Luker, not fouled yet. Under 30, picks it up, gets it back to Duryea, and she is fouled in the backcourt by Farmer. That's just her first. 27.2 seconds to go. It's only a two-possession game, so the Blue Jays really need to make some free throws here. Meyer had four opportunities on the last two possessions, and she missed all four, but Duryea, 57%. First opportunity at the stripe on the way. Yes, big one to go down. The lead is 7. 10 points now for Cameron Duryea. It's 39-32, and again, 27.2 seconds to go.
And you said that's big because the first one makes it 7. It's a 3-possession game now.
Trying to get it back to 8. And nearly banked it in. It's no good. She goes 1-for-2. Rebound for Dammy. Here is Taylor into the front court. 22 seconds to go. She dribbles to the right wing. Now baseline, good defense, but she gets the foul call. It's going to be a blocking foul against Grimes, defending that baseline, but no free throws yet, just foul number 3. But 19 seconds to go, time's running thin. Cause need a quick basket here. Taylor Dammy to throw it in. They get it into the backcourt with Corcoran. Knocked away, and it's taken away by Lukert. Lukert comes away with a steal, going all the way, and a travel's going to be called as she got it down to the other end of the floor, but she took off nearly 7 or 8 seconds. So that's honestly not too bad, because now you're just down to 10 seconds and a 7-point lead, and the Blue Jays, they get another turnover, and that is going to do it. So the Blue Jays are able to hold on, and they snap a 6-game losing streak, and they win it on their home floor tonight against Perry LeCompton, 39-32, and we will break it all down when we come back. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Got a little sweaty towards the end, but the Blue Jays hold on 39-32 over the Cause. Girls game final. We'll break it all down after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Cinex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Cinex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Hansaland Radio.
Well, a good one here in our first matchup. The girls' final here from Sabetha tonight. Blue Jays hold on. Got a little bit dicey late, but they snap a six-game losing streak, defeating Perry Lecompton by a final score of 39-32. Again, Sabetha dropping, or I should say ending that six-game losing streak. Blue Jays get their fourth win of the year. They're now 4-14 overall. They improve to 3-9 in Big 7 league play. Cause are now just 1-8 over their last nine, and they drop to 6-11 overall and 3-8. In Big 7 league play. Again, Brandon Sadman, Chance Link, Mike and Logan here with the Sabetha Channel. Of course, dialed up on KNZA 103.9 FM. We'll get to the stats here in just a moment, but Logan, quick thought. Again, both teams came out hot in the first quarter, but Sabetha really kind of kept it at their pace on both ends of the floor in quarters 2 and 3. They outscored, after being down 5 at the end of 1, Sabetha would outscore Perry Lecompton 14-3 in that second quarter. They outscored him by 5 in the third. They built an 11-point lead. It was their largest of the game. But then both teams really got cold and kind of slowed things down in the fourth quarter, which allowed Perry to at least get a little bit closer, getting to within 6, but they got no closer than that. Sabetha able to hold on for that win, snapping that streak. But really for three quarters, Sabetha kind of dominated this game.
Yeah, and Brandon, you'll get to it as far as the stats here in just a second. Obviously, more in depth on it. But for Sabetha, you got to think about the 3-point shooting tonight. How well that turned out for Sabetha, obviously. You know, most coaches are going to tell you look towards getting to the basket first. Obviously, if we get the kick out three, or you know, somebody like Alexia Hayden, who you have a lot of faith or trust in from three, let him shoot if they have the open shot. But the other statistic, Brandon, you'll get to as well, is rebounding.
Yeah, the rebound numbers,
how well,
were, how
well
a team
can do.
Yeah, second chance opportunities, 3-point shooting, huge. I mean, we saw multiple times Sabetha grabbing offensive rebounds off a couple of missed free throws. That's certainly something that is a coach's pain in the behind, and that's not something you see a lot. But second chance opportunities, 3-point shooting, and just a little bit more consistency on the defensive end, I think was really obviously big differences in this game. And for the Blue Jays, they look good tonight, holding on for that 39-32 win. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff there. Again, the Blue Jays now 4-14, 3-9 in Big 7 league play, 39-32 their win over Perry. Cause dropping to 6-11 and 3-8. First for the Blue Jays, solid night. Just shy of a double-double is Alexia Hayden, 16 points and 9 rebounds. And just consistent from the jump. She hit 4 threes in the game. Also in double figures was Cameron Duryea. She hit 3 threes and had 10 points, going 1-for-2 at the line. 5 points for Kira Keim, all in the second quarter. 4 points for Audrey Herman. 3 points and six rebounds for Maya Grimes. She had a couple of key offensive rebounds late in that game. And Leah Luker just finishing with 1 point, but she also had five rebounds. 13 turnovers for the Blue Jays. They were 9 of 19. Again, free throws really heavy for the Blue Jays, but certainly missed and kept kind of the cause in it down the stretch, but again, able to hold on. Yeah, 8 threes, obviously, in the game. A huge key, hitting 8 outside shots. And 29 to 17 was the rebound advantage for the Blue Jays in this game. So a plus 12 margin. And again, don't have the official offensive rebound numbers, but they had a lot of offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities. Two in double figures for the cause. They got 11 from Taylor Dammy, her younger sister Paxton finishing with 6, and then it was Macy Corcoran with 10 and 4 rebounds as well. They also got 3 from Sophie Scrimshaw off the bench and 2 points from Katie Bartlett. Mentioned the plus 12 advantage and the rebound numbers for the Blue Jays. Cause shot just 2 free throws. So again, they made both, but 17 more free throws shot in the game by the Blue Jays. Certainly a big number there. Cause still able to hit 6 threes, and they were much better not turning it over in the second half, but they still finish with 12 turnovers. So real quick, a final thought here before we kind of transition into the boys' game. And Sabetha, boys' side here, a huge win against Perry LeCompton last week. We'll talk more about it here as we get closer, and the Blue Jays have a chance to lock up at least a share of the Big 7 league title. But real quick, one final thought here, big win for the Blue Jay girls. A couple of games left here in the regular season. Friday at home against Holton, and then they'll go to Hiawatha on Tuesday to wrap things up. But, you know, it hadn't been a good season for the most part. You know, the Big Seven's always difficult. The Burlington tournament, you always see some really good teams. They've seen Silver Lake twice, who's the clear-cut number one team in the state. You know, they lost a lot of talent from last year. Outside of Hayden in their sub-state, they, you know, really 2 through 7, 2 through 8, everybody has an opportunity. It's very balanced after Hayden.
Yeah.
Get some momentum. Find yourself. You can get a win or two and at least find some momentum going into sub-state.
Yeah, and for Sabetha, it's huge to get the win here, obviously, because right now you're sitting at the 7. And then, obviously, the big thing is, if you're Sabetha, right now, obviously, your hope is that you can try to maybe sneak your way back up if you can get 2 wins, you know, Friday night. Sabetha now with 4 wins. If they can get a win Friday night, that'd be 5. Next week would be 6. If they could maybe find a way to sneak up to at least the 4 spot.
Well, if you look at it, the highest they'd be able to get would be the 5 spot.
Yeah.
They would need to win the next 2 games. One would be against Hiawatha, so that would help. But Hiawatha has a game and a half lead on them right now. Royal Valley is currently in the 5 spot. They have 2 more wins. So they would need a little bit of help. I think ideally, best case scenario, you can move up to the 6 spot. And then you could potentially play Perry again, who you just beat.
So and see the bad thing for
just
Perry.
Just kind of depends how it all works out.
That bad thing for Perry, taking the loss here tonight. We talked about it. It's for Sabetha, too. Do you want to make the sub-state championship, or do you want to make the semifinal have to see Hayden?
Well, if ACCHS girls win tonight, that would actually move them up to the 3 seed.
So
they'd be a half game in front. That would put Perry down to the 4 seed. And if it ended like that, Perry would end up on the side of one of the best
I think a lot of people, a lot of teams in this sub-state would say, hey, can we flip Hayden over to Silver Lake sub-state for one of those teams?
Yeah, that'd be
one
best
of those teams. No, but Brandon, you kind of just look at, obviously, this game we talked about. There's one thing I want to say or point towards. You said it in the stats, final statistics from this game. Kind of ironic. Sabetha Perry girls last week, 29-17 was the final score. You just said rebound. Sabetha wins at 29-17.
Well,
a little ironic from last Thursday.
Yep.
I think we have to pick a player as well.
Yeah, player of the game. Yeah. You are right. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, you look at it from start to finish, and it was consistent. Alexia Hayden, obviously, who's been the best player for this team all year. She had 10 in the first half, finishing with 16, near double-double, 16-9, hit some big free throws in the second half. She had 4 threes, just so consistent, and she's been kind of that player. She had 18 last week against Jeff West, 16-9 in the win against the cause tonight. She is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it. First half here. We got the boys game coming up. We've taken some time here, so we don't have too long of a break. We'll have about a 6 or 7 minute break. They'll play the anthem. We'll come back after that, and we will get you the starting lineups, kind of break it down. These are the top 2 teams in the Big 7. A lot on the line in this game tonight. Blue Jays won the first meeting big last week. And we'll talk about that more here in about 6 or 7 minutes. One final time, our girls' final, Sabetha 39, Perry LeCompton 32. We pause for a timeout. Hang with us. Sabetha boys against Perry LeCompton is coming up here after this quick break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.